TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Command Headquarters, Lindenstrasse 54. The Kommandantenhaus, or Commandant's House, was built between 1733 and 1737. Frederick William I, known as the Soldier King, had the building constructed as headquarters for the commanding officer of the Royal Guards Regiment. The court buildings included horse stables and coach houses. The unrendered brick building conforms to the Dutch style of architecture prevalent at the time. The king had come across this style on his trips to Holland and brought it back with him to Potsdam, where he had his royal residence. Particularly noteworthy is the height of the rooms, which at 16 feet or over 5 metres was unusual for the time. To the east of the Kommandantenhaus, a whole district was built in the Dutch style around the same time, also on the king's instructions. In the 19th century, the house's function changed. In 1809, it hosted the first elected assembly of city councillors. By 1820, the building had been converted into the civic courts and provided with a jail. The well-known writer Theodor Storm worked at the courts here between 1853 and 1856. At the beginning of the 20th century, the house underwent a further conversion, resulting in the prison building that's standing to this day. In 1935, under the Nazi regime, a court called an Erbgesundheitsgericht, or Genetic Health Court, was established here, and from 1943, political prisoners too were increasingly interned in the building. In 1945, the Soviet Army occupied the Potsdam Court Prison. The Investigations Branch of the Soviet Secret Police and the Military Tribunal set up their quarters here. In 1953, the building was handed over to the East German Ministry of State Security. The Stasi used the prison to incarcerate political prisoners right up to 1989. Today, the one-time Commandant's House serves as a memorial warning against political violence. In its courtyard is a monument by the Berlin sculptor Wieland Förster from 1995, entitled The Victim. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.